Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. Hey, dolls. Hey, gents. Thank you so much for checking me out for the 2020 season opening show. I am so excited to be here. Listen, it's you and I hanging out today, and I'm going to be talking about a topic called imposter syndrome. Have you heard of it? Do you know what that is? Do you have it? Listen, we're going to spill all the tea about it today. But what I want you to do is go ahead and share this podcast out. Let us know on Twitter. Let us know on Instagram that you checked it out. Shout out to all those that are listening from iTunes. Hey there. Those that are checking us out from Charvette.com. And, of course, all of our broadcast stations. And you may even be listening from an Alexa device. But we're super excited that you are kicking off this new decade. You're kicking off this new year with us, with me. Let's make it personal. So let's go ahead and jump right on in to today's topic. And so let me first tell you why I'm discussing imposter syndrome. And this conversation is tailored to, I would say, entrepreneurs, definitely anyone in a leadership role, anyone that is endeavoring to do big things, big missions, and big plans and dreams for 2020. This definitely will be for you. And so in my Facebook group, hey girl, hey, for all the ladies that are part of my community over on Facebook, we'd love to have you join us, actually. An easy way to get there is just to type in the website address, heygirlhey.today. Heygirlhey.today. So not .com, not .biz, .today. And that will take you right into the Facebook group if you are a female entrepreneur. But we've been having conversations over there around utilizing your expertise to create virtual products, to create courses, you know, that what you know and your capabilities, you know, that is intellectual property. That's intellectual property. And things that you know to do that are effortless for you, things that you don't even think about, areas and topics that you have deep expertise, somebody will pay you for that, because guess what? They don't have that expertise. They don't know how to do that, or it doesn't come as easy for them as it does for you. And so I've been encouraging the community to think about creating ebooks and creating audio courses and video courses and webinars for sale. And also, if it's appropriate, having your own courses, group coaching or group training. And so we've been having those types of conversations, but guess what? There's some questions that come up in some people's minds, and I can identify it as imposter syndrome. And so let me first share with you imposter syndrome, the definition. And this is according to our friends over on Wikipedia. And they have defined imposter syndrome as this. Imposter syndrome is a psychological pattern in which one doubts one's accomplishments and has a internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud. But despite external evidence of their competency. Let me say that again. Imposter syndrome is a psychological pattern in which you doubt your own accomplishments and you have this internal fear, keyword internal, for being exposed as a fraud despite there being external, keyword, evidence of your competency. And so how does that show up? How does that show up in our thinking? How does that show up in our thoughts? And I'm going to talk about this from the framework of the discussions that we've been having in my Facebook group. Again, if you're a female entrepreneur, definitely join us over there. You can find it. If you're hanging out on Facebook, just look for hashtag coaching with vet. But again, you can go to heygirlhey.today. As I was encouraging them to think about utilizing their expertise around creating virtual products and courses. And so here's some things that may come to mind. Here's some thought processes that may come to mind that may be imposter syndrome for you. So if you think, creating a course or an ebook is just too complicated and it's too overwhelming. All right. I want you to kind of sit with that. Maybe you have thought, you know what, I am scared to do live training. I'm scared to do live webinars or live videos. Like, I'm terrified of that. Is that something that has, like, crossed your mind? Here's another thought process that we could potentially identify as imposter syndrome. I'm not an expert, or I'm not expert enough. People are going to think I'm a joke. What if I create a course and nobody buys it? Ooh, that stings, right? What if I create a course, create an ebook, and nobody buys it? What if I charge something and someone says that price is too high? So these types of things, I don't have enough, I don't have a big enough email list, I don't have a big enough following to do XYZ. Some of this thought process may be falling into that imposter syndrome where you feel like an imposter. You feel like a fraud. You perhaps feel like what you have portrayed, in particular in the social media age, is not accurate. And so I want to help you today. I want to give you a few tips and a few things to think about that will help you overcome imposter syndrome. I'm going to cover five things that will help you overcome those types of feelings of inadequacy, not confident enough, I'm a fraud, I'm not as smart as people think I am, I'm not doing as well as people think I'm doing. Those thoughts, which are internal and really a form of fear. So here are five tips. Let's talk about the five tips of how you overcome imposter syndrome. So number one thing I want you to do, and this is an excellent time of the year to do this, is to go back. I want you to go back and, you know, take out a journal, take out a piece of paper. And some of you may have done this already. I want you to go back and look at 2019, or look at, if depending on where you, when you are listening to this podcast, look at your previous year. And I want you to write down all of your accomplishments for that year, big or small. You know, don't try to edit yourself. Big or small, write down all of your accomplishments for the previous year. And another thing that you can do is if you find that task like really difficult, like I can't remember, I have brain freeze, going forward, make this a monthly ritual, if you will. Make this a monthly task that it, at the end of every month, you sit down and you write down and you document all of your accomplishments and all of your successes. Here's what that does. Here's what that does. It gives you a visual of the amazing work and the amazing things that you have done, the amazing person that you are. Sometimes you have to visually see things to trick that internal voice of fear, that internal voice of doubt. So visually saying, hey, you know, I really have done a lot. I really did accomplish XYZ. So tip number one for overcoming imposter syndrome, that fear of I'm not as good as people think, I'm a fraud, they're going to find me out, is to actually look at, write down, and have a visual of what you have accomplished in the previous year. And if that's too much to do, at least look at the previous month. All right. So number two, if you're taking notes, keep or review client testimonials or nice things that your clients and your customers or supporters said about you. That is a great way to remind yourself that you are competent, that you do deliver great work, that your clients are happy with the solutions that you have provided for potential problems that they have. And so be intentional about reviewing and keeping customer testimonials. And oh, by the way, if you have not been asking customers for testimonials, go back and start doing that. Hey, this is great, the turn of the new decade, to start being intentional about asking your clients for testimonials. And then you will have those things as reminders of the amazing work that you do, the amazing service that you provide. All right, number three, another way to combat imposter syndrome is to verbally call it out. And I started off by saying that it is really a fear. It is fear. And so what I have done, whenever I have fear creeping up on me, I will verbally out of my mouth say, that is fear. I will verbally, if I'm sitting in the house by myself and I have a thought that is really associated with any kind of fear, and we're specifically talking about imposter syndrome in this segment, I want you to verbally say to yourself, that is fear. So number one, you're calling it out, and it's something about that verbal calling it out piece that just jolts you. Like, you know what? Yep, that's fear. I'm calling it out. I know what it is, and I can keep going. The same way that tip number one was visual, and the visual aspect of looking at what you have accomplished. So when you're pulling in, like, all of your senses, this is going to help combat that internal feeling that you have. So number three is verbally call it out. And when you have those thoughts, say, that is fear. All right. Number four, and I actually got number four and five from a website called GenerationWomen.Global. So shout out to them. So number four, I love the thought process they have around combating imposter syndrome, and that is to stop comparing yourself. So maybe you are feeling like, you know, as we started our discussions around creating courses, creating virtual products, and you're saying, you know, I don't know if anyone will buy my course. I don't know enough. I'm not expert enough to teach a course. I'm not expert enough to create an ebook. Those types of things kind of indicate that perhaps there is some comparison, because expert enough compared to who? Smart enough compared to who? You know, you don't know enough compared to who? And so you want to actually stop comparing yourself. We all know that favorite quote, that famous quote of joy being, and comparison being the assassinator of joy. It will assassinate your joy. And so to combat imposter syndrome, you definitely have to stop comparing yourself. And guess what? That may be that you have to, or you need to pull back on time you spend on social media, because that is one downfall with social media, is that we all do it. We all share our highlight reels. And so, which are the high moments, most people. And so if you're comparing kind of an average moment to everyone's high moment, but you don't know their low moments, it will put you in a place of potentially this imposter syndrome. So number four, compliments of GenerationWomen.Global, stop comparing yourself. And then number five, except, this is also from GenerationWomen.Global, except that we are constantly evolving. I love this thought process. We are constantly evolving. You know what? Are you the same person you were 5 years ago? Like, I want you to answer that. Are you the same person you were 10 years ago? For some of you, are you the same person you were 3 months ago? And most of us would say no. We have evolved. And so if you are in this place of potentially imposter syndrome and feeling like not adequate enough, not good enough, and even related to creating virtual products and giving courses to your clients, that maybe you're not expert enough, maybe you're not small enough, well, guess what? Perhaps you will think differently about that in 2 months, in 3 months, in 6 months, because guess what? We're always evolving. We're always growing. We're always building our skills. We're always acquiring more tools that help us with our businesses, with our lives. And so rest in the fact and accept that we are constantly evolving. So how you feel right now today is going to evolve and change. And so it is not going to be what you will feel always. So rest and have some confidence in that. Thank you so much again for checking me out. Listen, I actually have a virtual product and course academy that's coming up in February. You can jump over to myacademy.biz/product, and that will give you information about my 8-week product and course academy, where I'm going to walk you through how you create virtual products and courses, things like ebooks and worksheets, things like audio courses, live and pre-recorded, or video courses, live and pre-recorded, and then also putting together a program or a coaching program for your own weekly or monthly program, because you will really see a change in your revenue when you start monetizing your expertise and your intellectual property. And I can prove that you already have that. I can prove that you already have intellectual property that people will pay for if people have and consistently ask you to help them with something, help them on how to do something. If you have several people that have asked you, that's a good indicator that you have intellectual property that somebody will pay for. And that's something that you should not give away free. You should bundle that up, package it up. And that's what my product and course academy will help you do. So I'd love to chat with you about that. If you're hanging out at charvette.com, there's going to be a link there for product and course academy. If you are listening from iTunes, hey, iTunes, the link to product academy, product and course academy are in the show notes. So guess what? That's going to wrap up today. Thank you so much for hanging out. I'm so excited for all of the amazing shows and amazing podcasts that we have coming up for you for 2020. Listen, it is on and popping. My word for 2020 is pour. P-O-U-R. Not P-O-O-R. But P-O-U-R. And so I'm so excited and honored to pour into clients and leaders that I get to work with on a daily basis, on a weekly, on a monthly basis. And whether that is someone that's in one of my coaching programs, like the Platform Builder Program, or one of my VIP or Platinum Web Design clients, I'm super excited to pour into my clients, to pour into those that come to my annual conference. This is our fifth year. That's coming up November 5th, 6th, and 7th, 2020 in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. But my word for 2020 is pour. So I'm going to be very intentional about pouring into my clients and to my community. And then guess what? I am going to receive poured out on me the return for that, the seeds for that, and the blessings for that. So that's my word for the year. Thank you for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Have an amazing week, and we'll see you next time.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.